Whether you want to ask a question or offer an opinion, make sure you get in touch. Email studio@williamhill.co.uk or tweet us at Will Hill Racing. William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Sam Norris here, joined by Dale Gibson to reflect on one of the bigger breaking news stories in the racing world this week, the decision that the BHA are now going to put the wind operations on the race cards, and punters will now know whether or not a horse has had a wind up. First and foremost, Dale, hello and how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, good form.
And secondly, just to start, a simple enough question, have they made the right move here, the BHA?
Absolutely, 100%. I think it's absolutely essential that the punter has as much information as possible to make their decision whether they're going to back a horse or not. I can fully agree that not all wind operations are successful. In fact, a large percentage of them aren't successful. And hopefully, over a period of time, enough data will be given and received and used so that the BHA can form further information from that data. And also punters can see a pattern. I believe the Racing Post are going to print a table of those horses that have had their had a wind operation and how they've actually performed subsequently. It may not be the first time that they run that they perform to their best. It may be the second, third, fourth, fifth time, because sometimes horses need confidence having had that operation. But I think it's very important for the punter confidence. It happens in Australia, and I feel there's absolutely no reason why we can't accept it here. There's always flusters when change is put forward, but listening to a number of seasoned professionals, I'm pretty certain it's the right way to go forward.
You raise a couple of interesting points there. First and foremost, the fact that they aren't always successful straight away, and in fact the vast majority of them perhaps aren't successful, particularly on the more modest horses. But of course this is the case with headgear as well. It's not that blinkers make every horse, you know, a stone better all
absolutely
the time.
You know, cheek pieces, it took a while for them to be declared. Yep. Took a while for hoods to be declared, and I think on the back of this initiative, who knows, perhaps fillies and mares who are tested in foal throughout the summer months, perhaps that can be declared as well, because that can bring about a significant improvement even in a low grade filly or mare. I've seen that with my own eyes and ridden and won on horses that were tested in foal, so I fully appreciate that. But I do think that the making the wind ops declarable is definitely the right way forward. I'm hoping that everybody plays ball and does actually do that. There may be one or two people out there, and I stress one or two people, who think they're maybe cleverer than the BHA and they want to get away with not declaring it, but I don't see any reason why they need to mess around. And on the back of the non-runner rules that were tightened up 7 weeks ago, we've yet to see a massive improvement in those new rules, but I'm pretty certain the BHA are going about their business correctly for the good of racing and the punter and everybody involved.
Hmm. One other interesting point that you made there regarding when exactly a horse is going to improve off the back of a wind operation. It's my understanding that the wind operation will only be listed the first run back. Should it be on the card all the time?
I believe there is scope to include it, not just necessarily first time, because as you say, you might have completely forgotten the next time it runs, particularly with our massive fixture list. So it runs, it finishes fifth, when it says WS next to it, it then turns out 3 weeks later having been dropped 3 or 4 pounds, and you've forgotten that it had a wind up, and you just put a line through it, think, oh, you know. So potentially there's some credit there in maintaining the information in the newspapers.
And just from the jockey's perspective, I suppose this in a way isn't something that would bother a jockey too much. They're not necessarily bothered what exactly is on the race card.
No.
But can you, when you sit on a horse that's had a wind operation, can you instantly feel the difference? Or again,
it's quite subjective, because as I said, some horses will improve dramatically for it. Some will stand still and some will actually decline for it because it's a physical problem. So it's only the information that you've received from connections, the owner, the trainer, whoever that may be. You may know the horse. You may know the horse has had a wind operation. You might be riding work in that yard, so you'll be aware that the horse has had, or you may have suggested the horse has got a wind problem and needs an operation. So each individual rider will have a difference of level of information coming his or her way. But I just think that once it's out in the open and everybody's aware of it, then you can go forward. But I do get what you're saying. Potentially going forward, then the second and subsequent runs probably need to be informed that to the punter that the horse had a wind operation in the previous however many months.
On the flip side of the arguments as well, I thought the comments made by the ROA were of interesting reading this morning. Some trainers, not all for it. Obviously, Nicky Henderson's been very positive about it in the Racing Post today, but yeah. The owners and trainers, they aren't unanimously for it. Can you see it from their point of view?
Yeah, I can see a little bit from the owner's perspective in that there is potential to devalue your horse when it comes to be resold, but you've got to declare wind operations, Tattersalls, anyway. So there is going to be that there. Yes, it's going to be in the form book, but if every horse is the same, then over a period of time, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think people are just going to have to put up with it. It's, as I say, it's declarable in Australia. And I believe even knee chips, when they've had knee chip operations, etc., right. Surgery, that's declarable in Australia as well. So the punter's made aware of what's gone on with the horse's well-being well before it runs.
And we hear the word transparency thrown around a lot. Is that the absolute key here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of the word transparency. Yeah. A lot of my work is with the BHA and the rule book and various other initiatives that we've been pushing very, very hard for a long time now. And I think transparency is key for everybody who works and bets in the industry.
Mm. Okay, and a final point then, you touched on a little bit earlier on about mares when they're in foal. Is that the next logical step for you?
It could well be. Listen, I haven't been any party of either the wind ops or the mares in foal, but as a former rider and a horseman, I feel it's quite important to give as much information as possible to everybody out there, and the more the better.
Okay, interesting stuff. Thank you for that, as always, Dale.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.